Come on and put your hands together one more time for the Lord. I'm going to open the Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. We're going to try to get out of here today before the bulk of the weather hits. Amen. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pleaded it. We grow. A mind-blowing experience in my life. I've been in a warfare, a battle, trying to keep my peace and to keep the anointing flowing the way God intended to flow. I don't think I left out of the house Thursday or Friday. I was in just a battle. And then the more I see the different things that are taking place in the earth, that the church as a whole is doing, we all should be in a battle. I see commercials where preachers are now doing matchmaking shows on TV. It's just so many things that are taking place. And this morning as I was getting ready to take my shower, I heard God say, "So the Antichrist is now." We're waiting on the beast to come up out of the sea, and he's already arisen.
Come on now.
Men and women of God have forgotten their calling and their chosen identity in God. Some things God just don't expect us to do. We have preachers of Hollywood or preachers of Detroit. Just different things going on where men are allowing people to visit into their lives. Mm-hmm. And most of the stuff that they're seeing has nothing to do with God.
Amen.
But it has everything to do with flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And flesh is just running rampant. And there's the beast, or that nature, that character of the beast has arisen out of the people, out of the congregation.
Yeah.
And it has set itself in the throne of God, in the house of God, pretending that it is God. The reason to say that we think we're God, because we think we can do whatever we want to do, because we're the men and women of God. And we can't. We're not supposed to.
Amen.
And I was reading and studying this morning, and I began to see the evidence of the things that are taking place in the earth today, and the requirement that God has for us, that he wants us to not just to benefit from, but he wants others to benefit from his character in our lives. The problem is most people don't know the difference between what is God and what is flesh.
Right.
As long as we think it don't have nothing to do with the devil, we think it's all right. But what we don't understand is that the beast is the flesh.
Say that, Pastor.
That beast that's going to rise up out of the sea in the book of Revelations, there is a beast. Mm-hmm. The sea represents people. And it's going to rise up out of the people. And it has set itself up now. And see, when we do these things, we become anti-God.
Yeah. Right.
We've been bought with a price. And anything we do that don't edify God is not God.
All right.
It's anti-God.
Right. Come on now.
And so, when I was reading these verses, the 20th verse of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it said, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." People are dying spiritually because they don't know that the Adamic nature is tricking them and seducing them out of what God has already ordained for them to be.
Amen.
It's easy. This nature, this character that is in us, which we were born with, which has had control of our lives, most of our lives, until we dedicated our lives and give ourselves to Jesus.
Well,
don't think it's happy because you've done that. You made a choice to better yourself.
Yeah.
It says, "But now is Christ." Right now is Christ, is the Christ. Right now, with the beast nature erecting itself and standing tall, he, Christ, is still king.
Amen. Yeah.
Right now, not tomorrow. See, we're waiting on Jesus to come back through Jesus' God. We better know who he is now.
That's right.
Now is the life of Jesus trying to manifest itself in our lives. And has risen. The word risen means to awaken or to rise from inactivity. We have become inactive because we aren't representing the kingdom of God. We are representing our own ideas, our own concepts, our own principles, and not the principles and the concepts of God. Now is Christ arisen, has risen from inactivity. From, look at the word from, it means ek. It means a point from which action or motion proceeds, whether it be place, time, or cause. These words are very important. From the dead. We were once dead in trespasses and sins. But now we've been quickened and made alive in God. The problem is, it's easy to be dead again. For the wages of sin is death. So that means death never really leaves you. It's always with you. It's up to us to keep it under subjection to the power of God. God is raising up a body of believers in the earth today that's going to believe him for who he is and not for what they think. God is raising up a new army. An army that's going to stand fast. When they go through the trenches in the mud, they're not going to look back. They're going to keep pressing their way on in. As I battled all this week, I battled with different things that were going on in my life, things that were going on in the church. As I battled with them, I found myself sometimes felt like I was sinking in the sand. I felt like I was sinking and there was no one there to pull me out. But I found out, pastors, that in the midst of that, God was still talking to me.
Amen.
Yeah. God was saying, I said I'd never leave you,
man,
nor forsake you. Arise and take up thy bed and walk.
Come on now. Say that.
How many heard me?
Man.
God said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Meaning that you've already been healed. You've already been delivered. So what you have to realize is that the life of Christ which is in you, which is your hope of glory, is your strength. You have to rely on that strength which is in Christ. For now, risen from the dead. You're no longer dead, but you are alive. Even though you have that dead character in you, which is always trying to resurrect itself, God is greater than that.
Amen.
That become the first fruits. Once God raised us from the dead, we become the first fruits. Amen. Caused to be. Hallelujah. Never paid no much attention to the first fruits before. And everybody, until everybody tried to use it in the Old Testament to get folks money.
Say that.
But when it's talking about here, Christ, who is now, is risen from the dead works that are in our lives and has caused to be the first fruits or the, listen to me, or the beginning of a new sacrifice.
Amen.
We are the first fruits. We're no longer dead, but we've risen from the dead, and God has quickened us and made us alive in him so that we can be the first fruits, the beginning of a new sacrifice.
Amen.
Meaning, all things have passed away. All things have become new. Our mindsets have been changed. Our hearts have been renewed. Our spirits have been uplifted. Our flesh has been brought under subjection to God.
Amen.
We are the first fruits of God.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
God wants us to represent that first fruit character. I was listening to the Donnie McClurkin show this morning, and the lady called in and wanted to know which of the fruits did he like the most.
Wow.
He very politely explained to her that there's only one fruit. Which is love.
Amen.
And out of that fruit comes peace, joy, long-suffering, meekness. All that stuff comes out of love, sister. So I just want to let you know that the only first fruits that there is our sacrifice to God.
Amen.
Other than that, the fruits you're talking about don't exist. There's only the fruit.
Amen.
And she said, well, thank you, Pastor McClurk. And see, you have to realize something. That's what she's being taught in her church. Because she wasn't afraid to ask him. And she expected him to answer it.
Yeah.
Because we do not know. Because we've allowed our mindsets and our flesh to move us into a place where we've learned to settle.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you can make me jump, shout, and holler, it's all right with me.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Pat. Come on.
It says, the first fruits of them that what?
Slept.
We're not sleeping anymore. We're waking. We're quickened. We've been made alive. He wants to make us sleep. He wants to lull us to sleep so that we can't hear God speaking to us.
Amen.
Because the Bible said, let the Spirit hear that have an ear, let him hear with the Spirit. If he lulls you to sleep in your flesh or in your carnal nature, you can't hear the Spirit.
Amen.
I thank God I'm no longer slipping. And see, the problem with it is, a lot of the word we preach are putting people to sleep.
Amen. Amen.
Causing them to slumber.
Amen.
Causing them to be deceased.
Yeah.
I got in a ton of trouble the first time I ever preached in the Hart Brothers Convention. Remember that, Sister Sherry? I preached that message. I was in a lot of trouble, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. God just pushed it out. It don't matter what state we live in, what country we live in, what our calling is, if we're not allowing the character of God to manifest itself in our life, we're dead. The church is full of dead folks. That hit me back in the face a lot of times. Because the church is full of dead folks. Because we haven't allowed Christ to quicken us.
Yeah.
We don't realize that we're alive. We're not dead. Because we don't understand that because of one man, we were born into death.
Yeah.
But thanks be unto God, by another man, we were given life. Since by man came death, it didn't say, it said by man came death, or for since through man, through him, out from him came death. Because that's what he knew. He could only give you what he was. But then Jesus came, but then it says, but through man also came the resurrection. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. But he had to show forth the power of God in his life. When he was in the earth, he had to prove that even though he was flesh and blood like everybody else, he could still live for God.
That's right.
What he showed us is something that we're trying to get to. I do nothing except I do it through my Father.
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
I do nothing of myself. Well, we're trying to get there. We can't get there if we continue to be dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
It don't mean that you out doing the boogie and all that kind of stuff. It just means that you're lawless.
Yeah.
Say that. Yes.
Amen. People are lawless. One of the greatest commandments that the Bible says is love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And we have decided in ourselves who our neighbors are. God is raising up this new army that's going to cause the first fruit to become the sacrifice of who he is and what he is, because he is now. He's not coming, but he is now. And we must understand that because of it, through him and through Christ, we have the resurrection of the dead. Or we have the resurrection where we no longer have to be dead.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to succumb. Listen, I tell myself this. You don't have to succumb to your circumstances.
Amen.
You don't have to be beat down by your situations. You don't have to let your troubles overwhelm you. Because there is a resurrection on the inside of you, which is giving you power and supremacy and authority over your life.
Yes.
Can't nobody do it but you.
Amen.
So God was telling me, can't nobody do it but you. Then it makes it plain to you, so you don't have no, you can't make a mistake. For as in Adam.
Yeah.
If you didn't know who the man was, he's telling you who the man is. Because he figured a lot of folks are going to try to say he's talking about the man, he's talking about an angel.
Come on, now.
Come on.
For as in Adam, we know what he is. Yeah. We know what he represents. Yeah. Or as through Adam. What does it say? All die. All die. It doesn't mean to just die. It means to die off. That means you slowly move away from God. People, family, friends, finances, sicknesses slowly cause us to move away from God. I got calls this morning. I was blowing my phone up. I'm not coming. Why are you not coming? I just want to know. Why are you not coming? Such and such sick. Well, my goodness, if they sick, they all be in church. What you going to do for them? It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Getting mean in my old age.
Yes, Lord.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'm almost dead. For as in who?
Christ.
Adam. What scripture y'all read? No, I'm just messing with you. For as in who?
Adam.
For as in or through Adam, what does it say? All. This is what messed me up. Didn't see this before, Brother Andy. This is what messed me up. The fact that it says all die. Remember a scripture? I don't remember where that said, but all of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. This letting us know that all represents all. Spiritual, physical, fleshly, natural. It represents the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, everything. He infected everything. For through Adam, all things die. For now, even the beast, the flying things, the fish of the sea, are waiting for a manifestation or the realization that we realize who we are in God.
Amen.
There can be a manifestation of Christ in us until we first realize who we are. But see, it circles because it goes on to say, even so, even though this possibility or this is happening, even though we're dealing with this, through Christ shall, which is infinite, which means it's going to happen, it cannot happen, all will be made alive.
Amen.
Going to, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. First, we have to recognize who is in us. And who you are in him. All die. Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Or be quickened. Or be renewed. Or be resurrected. When it talks about man, it talks about human beings. It talks about countenance and attitude. Jesus came to do one thing, to rid us of our attitude. The great man, his name was Fady Atkins. He was preaching one day, that's so many years ago, I don't know how I remember that. Now everybody says, he says, your attitude governs your longitude. Your attitude controls how high you go in God. And understand this, flesh don't want you to grow. He wants you to stay stagnant. Because if you stay stagnant, then your faith can't please God. Because there's only one way you can please Him, and that's through faith.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank God we've been made alive. How many glad you've been made alive? By the virtue of our relationship with Adam, he wants to destroy us. But because of our relationship with Christ, we can have life.
That's right. That's right.
You'd be amazed at how many church people are walking in death and don't know it. And they're happy. I'm never happy where I am in God. Because I always know there's something more.
Yes, it is.
There is always something more in God. He is infinite.
Amen.
We will never know all that He knows. And what we have to be careful, we have to recognize Adam from Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because Adam is preaching a word too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adam is preaching, the day of the Gentile is gone. Adam is preaching, Jesus is coming in 2010. He's preaching.
Yeah.
And people are listening.
Yes.
How many saw the news when they announced about this storm we had coming? How many saw grocery stores?
Yeah.
You would think we were headed to Armageddon. Why? Because people are living in a spirit of fear.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
What produces fear? Flesh. Yeah. It says, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and the soundness or the dedication of thought, idea, and principle.
Amen, Pastor.
He wants to kill us off.
Yes.
He don't want you to die quickly. He wants to kill you off so that the people that are watching your gleaning from your life will be able to say, I thought they knew God. Where's their God? Where's their faith?
Yeah.
And ain't worldly folks that's doing that. It's your so-called brothers and sisters in the Lord. But see, all flesh want to see is flesh.
Yeah,
right. It don't want to see God.
Come on.
But I got news for it. It don't have a choice.
Amen.
God is redeeming Himself in us and through us. And He's going to have His way in our lives. And He's reshaping us. He's remolding us into what He expects us to be and not whom we want to be.
Amen.
I want to be rich in money. God wants me to be rich in the anointing. Go figure. I told Lord, if you make me rich in money, I can produce an anointing. Well, you know, He always got something good to say. He said, well, if you produce the anointing, it'll provide you with the money. And then you'll have the best of both. Instead of just the one. Okay, Lord. Flesh don't never stop. He always working. He's trying to make you sweat.
Yeah.
so he can creep in through the unawares and cause us to lose what God has for us. Everyone stand.
Amen.
May be tired, don't feel good, wore out, stressed out, beat up, but I'm not going to lose what God has for me.
That's right. That's right.
I'll get through it.
Amen. Amen.
I'll get through it.
Amen.
God was speaking to me this morning. We were on our way here. And got on the freeway. I know First Lady was shocked I went to get on the freeway. But I figured the freeway was better than the side roads. Well, we were moving. Well, safe, but we were still moving. And I was sitting back there listening to, they was doing worship service. And God spoke to my spirit. He says, how come you can't drive your life the way you drive through the storm? So Linda, I said, leave me alone, Lord. That's what he said. How come you can't drive your life the way you drive through that storm? You drove through that storm without fear, with authority. That's the way you need to drive your life. He don't want us to drive our lives that way. He wants to separate us from all that is God. It's about time for Jesus to be coming back again. But every 3 to 4 years, they prophesy that Jesus is coming. All you got to do is keep your eye on the church. Stop watching Israel.
Come on. Come on.
Watching Israel ain't going to tell you nothing. Keep your eye on the church.
Amen.
Look at the growth and the maturity of the church. And it'll let you know when Jesus is coming. The Bible says Jesus is coming back for a church that is without spot or wrinkle. That don't mean that you're perfect, but it means you're going to be so mature in the things of God. And it means we're going to be the body that the head wants to flow down into. And when we become the body that the head wants to flow down into, then Jesus, you can look for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Just like me. Yanaria kama site ikoriamba shanda ya yeke irobo shikirianda yakama site.
For it is not by might, nor by power, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what I would say unto my people. Look not to the right nor to the left. For did not my word say that many would call themselves Christ in the last days and would deceive many? But in my word is your salvation, in my word is your direction, in my word is your strength, in my word is your recovery. So listen not to the words that man would say unto thee about I am here and I am there. Look in my word and look in your heart and be occupied until I come and I shall receive you. Those that look for me coming in my word and part of their duties, how they occupy themselves, they shall see me. Those that are moved by their situations and their circumstances, those that are moved and do not know the truth, they shall not see me, saith the Lord. So therefore, hold up the faith that I have given unto you. Hold up the faith obedience in my word, and I shall protect you, and I shall lead you, and I shall guide you, and nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you, saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God said nothing shall by any means hurt us. You have to understand something. I get tired of preaching on the flesh, teaching on the flesh. Get tired of it. Sometimes it seems like it just get hung down, and I can't go out and preach it in other churches because they don't have you back. They don't want to hear. I found out it don't make me many friends. About right now, I could care less.
Amen.
If you got enough nerve to invite me in your church, I got enough word to share this word with you.
Come on,
man. God said, you can't keep it hid no more. I gave it to you. You're going to have to preach it. If you don't preach it, you're going to lose it. Because we don't know. We're clueless. We're going to this thing backwards. I don't care how much word we read that says Satan is defeated. We still give him praise. We still lift him up first chance we get.
Come on.
We do. Because that's what we've been taught. Nobody ever taught us to look in the mirror and see that's where your problem is. That's where your problem is. It's in you. And when you can get by you, then you'll realize that he's just in the air.
Right.
You know what's so funny about that? He don't control the weather.
Come on now.
He's just there.
Amen.
He in exile. Thank you, Pastor. He probably hate the snow just as much as we do. It's got to pass through his domain. But the moment I can see him looking up going, here go God again. He got to hit on the snow. God got something for us. All we got to do is present ourselves as what? Living sacrifices. Which is our reasonable service. I mean, we owe it to him.
Amen.
That's what we got to do. And it's going to cost us. It's cost us everything. I don't have a clue what I'm going through. None, but Fred. I've been teasing Pastor about you preaching this morning. He thought I was joking. I was serious. I've had stomach cramps for 2 days. Don't understand. Don't feel sick. First lady says the other day, I think that's what she said, God will put no more in than what you can bear. I started to bite your tongue. I realized it wasn't God adding it. It was this stuff adding it.
Yeah.
That's why he don't put no more on you.
Oh my God.
Folks don't understand. We're already in a natural Armageddon, where our two minds are battling against each other.
Amen.
Me and Pastor Keys and Pastor Relative, we laugh all the time. Folks are so concerned about what's going on in Israel. You got to be about concerned what's going on at home.
My people, listen unto me. Listen to my voice. Submit unto my ways, and I will lead and I will guide thee. Be not fearful. Only believe and trust in my word and where I am trying to direct and lead thee. Flesh is subjection unto my name and unto my will. So lead unto me. Not to your own understanding. Seek me while yet I can be found. Trust in my word. And I shall lead you to all truth and understanding. Say God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Trust in my word. Trust in my word. Trust in my word. When the clock is going for the first fourth, I heard God say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Guess what your knee represent? Flesh. Guess what your tongue represent? Your flesh.
Yeah.
Flesh is going to bow because of the name of Jesus. Because he's going to be manifested in our lives.
Yeah.
And we're going to recognize that we are the sons of God.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, but right now. And if we can see it now, then it, only God knows what we can, other things we can see.
Hallelujah.
You can see your troubles coming at you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You can see the blessing overwhelming you. You can see sickness leaving your body. Amen. You'll see all these things transpire in your life because you recognize that Christ in you is your hope, your divinity of the glory that's going to manifest itself in and around your life.
Right.
Amen.
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 You have to study to show yourself approved so that you can depend on you, Jesus in you.
Yes.
Because we as preachers and pastors and evangelists and apostles and we have gone stark raving mad.
Amen.
We want to preach a revelatory word that nobody has ever heard before.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
And there's people out there that want to hear something different. If it ain't lifting up Jesus and it don't coincide with what the Word of God says, you can have it.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Come stand across the front. We're going to get out of here. Amen. Bless his name.